That's Our Ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Lum arrived home practically bursting with a great new idea. But everyone was so interested in telling his own vacation experiences that poor Lum never had a chance to reveal his wonderful plan. Now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, have you found that a headache is sometimes the result of the same unwise eating or work tension, which also often leads to a touch of acid indigestion? Well, when that's the case, it's wise to get the double action relief offered by Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer's double action works two ways. First, the analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate goes right to work on your headache. And second, Alka-Seltzer helps relieve that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach by reducing excess acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's quick double action is just what you want. It's quick because you drink it when it's in solution. So get a package of double action Alka-Seltzer from your druggist without delay. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is trying to get Lum to reveal his new idea. Listen.
For the land's sake, what are you doing anyway?
For the land's sake.
What in the world?
Morning, Abner.
What are you building back here in this feed room?
Oh, just sort of getting things in shape. Building a workshop, you might say, for this new business we're going into.
New business?
Yeah. Want to get started as quick as we can, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Don't let nobody beat us to it. Get ahead of it.
No, of course not.
Only way to make a fortune out of something like this is get in on the ground floor, I always say.
Yeah. Well, Lum.
Huh?
I guess this is sort of a silly question, but,
go ahead. What is it?
Well, don't reckon I ought to bring it up, even.
No, go on. What is it?
Well, just exactly what is this new business we're taking up?
Oh, that.
Yeah, I don't believe I've heard about it yet.
Well, you would have if you'd have listened to me yesterday.
Huh?
I tried all day long to tell you what it was, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Oh, you mean that idea that you studied up while you was on your vacation?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to stand around listening to you and Grandpap and Cedric and everybody trying to out-talk one another. Everybody telling all the worthless, non-important things that happened to them during the summer, while there I was with the biggest idea you can imagine.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Sounded like a barnyard full of chickens with a hawk circling them.
Well, Lum, we never meant to do nothing wrong. We're just proud to see everybody again.
I'm sort of glad now I never did get a chance to tell it, because I realize it would have been a mistake to let them other fellers know about it yet.
It would, huh?
Too big a thing. Too dangerous.
Danger?
Oh, it's big, Abner.
Well, what is it, Lum? To be honest, I've just been dying of curiosities. I thought about that thing half the night. I've just imagined everything, but I can't figure out what it is.
Well, I don't know where I ought to tell even you, Abner.
Huh?
I hate to take a chance on any information getting out till we're all set to go.
Yeah, well, Lum, I won't tell nobody, not a soul.
I don't know.
Honest, I won't cross my heart. Besides, if I'm going to be in on this, Lum, I'd sort of like to know what business I'm in. I'd hate to get on a train and meet some fella and have him say, "How do you do, sir? How's business?" I'd say, "Oh, just wonderful." And he'd say, "What business are you in?" And I'd have to say, "I don't know. All I know is it's wonderful." Now, that would be plumb silly.
Well, I'll tell you what it is sooner or later, natural.
Well, that would be nice.
But for the time being,
I know this now, Lum. You've just got to tell me what it is now. Tell me right now, I won't even go in on it with you. I just won't have a thing to do with it.
Well, all right. I'll give you a sort of an idea what it is.
Good. Ooh.
Don't go blabbing it all over town, though.
No, I promise I won't. I won't. I won't.
You see, Abner, to begin with, the post-war world is here.
It is, huh? Right here?
Yes, sir.
That's cute. I hadn't noticed it. Whereabouts is that, Long?
Several words. All around us.
Huh?
What I mean is that the war is over now.
Oh, well, I know that, Mom. I heard that on the radio when I was down there in Cleveland, Texas. Me and Fred got a telephone book and tore it up in little pieces and just strode that thing all up and down.
You told all about that yesterday.
Just throwed it everywhere.
But what I mean is that from now on, everything's going to be different. The scientific world's going to go ahead something wonderful. We'll live in different kinds of houses, eat different food, use different kinds of fuel, and all that.
I hadn't heard a thing about it. What am I going to eat?
Well, you're going to hear plenty about it from now on.
Hope I don't start eating hay. I despise that stuff.
Do you know that somebody will have vest pocket furnaces?
Vest pocket furnaces?
Yes, sir.
Is that the business we're going into, making little furnaces?
Well, no.
Well, don't. I'm proud to hear you say that. We couldn't sell many of them things long. Nobody wants to keep his vest pocket warm. That's plumb silly. You can't crawl in your vest pocket.
Well, that ain't quite the idea.
Keep your watch warm, I think.
Anyway, that's just one of the thousands of new things that we're going to have.
Might make a mitten furnace or a long underwear furnace. Now, that'd be a good idea right there, Mom.
I was reading the other day where we're going to have automobile tires that can get a puncture and then go 25 miles before they blow out.
Is that the business we're going into?
No, that ain't it.
Go 25 miles before they blow out, huh?
Yeah, from the place where they got punctured.
Huh, yeah. Well, what if you ain't going 25 miles, though?
Well, then you... Wait a minute. Let me see now. What was that again?
I say, what if you didn't have that fur to go? See, that'd be 2 miles the other side of the county seat long. Ain't there no chance of the tire blowing out before then, huh?
No, not according to what I read.
Looks to me like you just have to go that further. It won't work. That'd be a waste of gasoline.
Well, of course, gas rationing's off now. That'd help some.
Yeah, but it'd be a nuisance just the same. I believe it'd be a heap better to invent a tire blowout right there on the spot. Just keep them old-style blowouts. Let them
well,
pop
now, wait,
right there.
I believe you got the wrong idea about this, Abner. I ain't sure just where you got off the track, but I know you got off there somewhere.
Well, if you insist on making them kind of tires, Mom, I'll tell you the thing to do. We'll just build tire repair shops 25 miles away from here in every direction. Get all the business there.
Well, now, just a second.
If we're going into a business, Mom, there's the one we ought to get into.
Well,
right
we ain't
there.
Going into the tire repairing or tire making, neither one.
Well, what is this big thing we're going to start up?
Well, I'm trying to tell you. You just stop interrupting me.
I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Well, now, like I told you, Abner, from now on, we're practical going to be living in a new world. And a business executive that don't keep up with it's just going to be way behind the times.
He is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Way yonder behind.
On account of him having to drive so far for a blowout, you mean, huh?
Oh, no.
Go plumb past his place of work, that's what you
mean. Oh, no. On account of everything's going to be so changed. All the old ways of living are going to be out.
All of them?
Oh, yeah.
One or two I'd love to keep. A lot of them.
You know we'll be riding around in plastico cars?
We will. Well, good for us. I'd love to ride in a car. What kind of car did you say there?
Plastico. Plastico means that it's made out of plastics. Newest thing out, you know. Be able to see right through them, just like as if there's glass.
See right through the car?
Oh, yeah. Practical, invisible, you might say, almost.
Is that the business we're going into?
No, that ain't it.
Well, that's a good thing. We ain't got room back here in this feed room to build cars, I'll tell you that right now, Long. Besides, I think them things would be plumb dangerous, too.
Dangerous?
Why, sure. Cars you can't see running around on the streets. A fella would take his life in his hands to just try to walk across the road yonder. Get run down just short of the world. And the worst part of it was you'd be dead and you wouldn't know what killed you.
Oh, well, you'll be able to see him. You can tell by the license plates.
Yeah. It's going to look awful cuter. Just see a couple of license plates flying down the road with the feller sitting in betwixt them.
Well, I don't reckon the whole thing's going to be in of it.
And
we'll
here's
put a sign
another
on there and say automobile.
Well, you better put something
flag
on there
or something.
If they just put one license plate on the back of the cars like they've been doing, why, fella wouldn't have a chance to get out of the way. Well, that is less than you backing up at you, I guess, if you get out of the way then. But cars that hit you ain't generally backing up.
Well, Abner, somehow or other, you keep getting the wrong ideas about these post-war gadgets.
And
I'm just naming over a few things that's going to change. Now, that ain't the business we're going into. I ain't saying that.
I don't want to get in that car business. With an invisible car, how can you tell whether you're in it or not?
What I'm trying to tell you, there's opportunities all around us. Thing for us to do is to settle down here and get in on the ground floor.
Well, you'd get on the floor all right if you had one of them cars. Couldn't see the thing. You might drive away and leave yourself sitting right there on the floor or the ground. No, sir, I don't believe we better go into that business.
I never said we was going into that business. Will you quit saying that?
Well, for the land's sakes, what kind of business are we going into then?
Well, I don't know where I'm ready to tell you yet or not.
Well, I wish you would, Long. What is it? Now, come on now. Be honest.
Well, you promise you won't say a word to nobody?
No, cross my heart.
See, if we're right smart about this, we can be the first one in this part of the country.
Well, I'll be the first one. If you'll tell me, I'll tell you that right now.
All right, I'll tell you. It'd be a heap easier than trying to explain it to you anyway.
Yeah, just tell it. Just tell it. Don't bother about explaining. That's what gets me mixed up when you start explaining things to me. If you just tell me, I know about it.
All right. Now, recollect now, this is all pretty secret stuff.
Yeah, I know it is. Now, just tell me what it is. That's all. Just little bitty words. Just cut the words up into little
pieces.
No,
I won't have to do that.
Well, what is it?
Here. Take this and read it.
Well, I can read if you... What is this thing?
That's a little sign I've got printed up.
Huh? I'm
going to put it over the door leading into the workshop here. Just read what it says.
Yeah, I'm reading at it now. Well, I do. Is this the business we're going into?
Yes, sir. That's it right there.
Are you serious about this, Long?
Why, sure I'm serious.
Well, I dog it. That beats all I ever hear. Where's that rope?
Where's what rope?
The rope to divide up the store. I dog it. I've been partnered with you in a lot of businesses, but this is one I ain't going to have a thing to do with. You can just include me out.
Well, at least we know it's a business of some kind. But it doesn't sound very inviting the way Abner is reacting to it. Maybe, though, things will be different during our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Do you know, friends, that when a touch of acid indigestion makes you uncomfortable, it's time to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer offers the kind of prompt, comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. Yes, among those who know, the first choice is Alka-Seltzer. Now, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why you hear it said so often. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Remember, among those who know, the first choice is Alka-Seltzer. Your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. It's economical and convenient. Yes, among those who know, the first choice is Alka-Seltzer. So when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.